Hello, my dears. Welcome back to another episode of Main Character Energy with Josephine Moon. It's been probably like a month and a half since our last episode, mostly because, as I feel the theme of this year is, like, a lot has been happening, but also literally nothing interesting has been happening. Not interesting enough to sit down and podcast about. But we are coming to the end of the year. It's time to jibber jabber gibble gabble gibble goobs with you and just kind of go through some stories. I think I might do one more podcast episode after this to end out the year. Do like a year in review. Maybe give you guys the chance to kind of let me know what you're wanting more of next year from the podcast. I think I'm going to revamp it a little bit so it can just be more accessible and more entertaining in some ways, even though like it can't get any more entertaining because you've got me. But we'll see. Might add some things. Maybe add some regular guests on. Who knows? But before we get into this week's episode, I feel as though this last episode that I had recorded, I recall letting you guys know that I was on one. Like, I had gotten back from, I don't even remember what it was, and I was just, like, very heated about what was going on in the world, i.e. Israel, Palestine, that whole situation, and how frustrating it was for me as a human being. And the feedback, I don't even know if feedback is the right word. Let's rephrase that. The response that I got back from you guys was actually very heartwarming, I must say. I wasn't really expecting anyone to message me and, like, let them know that they were here for me or that they saw me or that they felt bad that I was feeling this way or whatever it was. It was very, very kind and very sweet. I absolutely appreciated the people that reached out, the people that didn't. Rotten hell. No, I'm just kidding. Kind of. No, I'm kidding. I do have some, like, kind of updates on that, but I don't really want to continue to harp on it. I said my feelings on it. My feelings are still the same. It's just gotten worse. People's response on social media has gotten worse. Media outlets covering of it is just so biased and so, I don't even want to get into it because I really can't. I had like a full conversation about it last night with my parents and telling them how crazy it was that, like, Osama bin Laden was trending on Twitter and TikTok like a few weeks ago. People be like, he wasn't that bad of a guy. Like, that's how mentally unstable and psychotic people have become over the past few years, that we are sympathizing with a terrorist. I can't. If you would have told me that 2023 was the year that we take back the word terrorist, that would have been the craziest thing I would have ever heard. Like, we're sympathizing with terrorists now, which is crazy. Oh, and one more thing before we completely move on from this. I just wanted to very quickly say, because, like, it's literally been, like, weighing on me so aggressively, that, like, it is okay to not support the Israeli government, but be there and advocate for the Jewish people. I feel like people are really mixing those things up, and it's crazy that, like, Americans of all people, but it's a lot of people, but we're just going to focus on that, can't understand that. Like, do you stand for everything that the American government stands for? The guns, the killing of black people, gay rights, like, literally everything. Does that mean all Americans are the American government? Like, sorry. It's just really been driving me crazy, the things that people are being like, Jews don't stand for this, they want this. And I'm just like, that's the Israeli government, not the Jewish people. Please. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to talk about it, and I did. So, here we are. Okay, let's move on. Goodbye. Let's give you some updates on my life. Let's change the tune. Really nothing interesting is going on in my life. Like, but this year for me has been so treacherous. Like, it has been such a flop. I was talking to one of my friends because we started out the year doing vision boards. I was like, oh, I've never really done a vision board before. Like, it's not really my thing. I'm more so just like, think it, try to work towards it. If it doesn't, like, okay, it is what it is. It's life. But we got together earlier this year and we did vision boards. And we did one vision board and then we did like a paper with like things, like action items, I guess, for the year. And it's so funny because nearly everything on my vision board was the exact opposite. I put on there that like I want to either get promoted or find a way to make more money. I lost my job this year. I put on there that I wanted to be more, not accountable, but more intentional. Is that the word? Intentional. Yes. No. Intentions. Intentional. Hold on. Whatever. Who cares? I wanted to be more intentional about like the people I allow in my life, as in like dating and friendships, and just life in general. And I feel like I kind of did the opposite with that. Like, been in this weird situation, relationship, not relationship, over the past year with a human being that like has drained every ounce of my life. And it's just like literally everything on my list, other than the fact that I wanted to read more, that's the only thing on my list, on my vision board, I should say, that came true. Like, I started a book club. I've read more books than I've read in the past, like probably 8-10 years. And I've really delved into the book era. And I'm really proud of that. But everything else on my vision board was the complete opposite. Like, I wanted to work out more. I wanted to lose weight. I wanted to do more classes. I wanted to find a way to like start a business of some sort. I wanted to take on more responsibilities at work. Like, literally every single thing on this vision board was the opposite, and I've never been more depressed. I need to stop saying depressed. I'm not depressed. I'm just extremely unhappy with this year and all the things that have transpired. So I'm really looking forward to 2024, even though it's looking rocky already. But I'm back in Texas. Fun fact, you guys, I'm here for like a month and a half. I left right after my birthday. So I was like, there's really no reason for me to be in New York right now. Like, there's absolutely no reason for it. So I might as well go home, take a little breather, do a little reset. And it's been lovely. Boring, but that's Texas. I expected that. But it's also given me the time to, like, I feel like I'm in a therapy session. Like, I'm just ranting about all the things that I've wanted to talk about, but never do. I literally went to dinner with my parents last night. We went on a little date. Don't get me started on that. I showed up late, like, whatever. And we went to dinner afterwards. I was telling them how, like, I feel as though, which is a crazy thing for me to say, like, if you know me and if you've known or met me over the past 10 plus years, you would know that New York has always been my dream, and, like, I didn't see myself moving or leaving anytime soon because New York is that girl for me. But the past like year and a half, I felt like not this summer but last summer, I was kind of like getting a little tired with New York, and like, okay, maybe the sun is setting on this time, in this little period of my life in New York. And I think it's gonna be a crazy thing to say, you guys, even though I've been saying it very casually to people over the past year, but like, I think I'm giving New York like another year and a half, maybe 2 years, to like really give me a reason to stay. But if not, then I will be moving, and I won't be moving back to Texas. Everyone calm down. I will not be moving back to Texas. I will probably be moving overseas. I don't know where, but I was having that conversation with my parents, like, oh, you should go to Canada. Like, I'm not a Canada girl. Like, please, ew. So who knows? I might go back to London, I might go to France, I might go to Spain, Portugal, Italy, who knows? Maybe Israel, who knows? I don't know, but you heard it here first, you guys. Unless something crazy happens for me in New York over the next year and a half, I'll be leaving, which is a crazy thing to say. I never thought I'd feel that way, but that's how I'm feeling. So yeah, that's like updates on me, kind of, but not really. Life sucks. It's Christmas time. I feel like I have no updates to give you guys. Like, I wanted to talk about so many things, but I just feel like using this part to just kind of rant about things that's been on my mind. And yeah. Oh, I do very really quickly want to talk about, actually, hold on. I guess there is some updates, because last time I spoke to you guys, I had not turned another year older. I almost said my age, which is so disgusting. But my birthday happened early November, and it I don't know if I said it on the podcast or if this was like a TikTok that I did. Also, follow me on TikTok. I'm low-key like going viral. And by low-key, I mean like 5,000 views, but that's a lot for me. So I'm viral. No one speak to me anymore. Anywho, I can't remember if I said this on the podcast or not, but if I did, just like bear with me. This birthday for me, mostly just because like this year has been so god awful in every single way of my life, I was like, I don't really want to celebrate it. Like, I'm not really going to do anything. And if you know me and if you listen to the podcast for a few years or whatever, I'm a big birthday person. Like, I love to celebrate, whether it's just like getting together for drinks or like planning a whole night and a theme and going to a disco and a rave and just like having a fun time. I love to celebrate my birthday, and this year was the complete opposite. My friends were like, what are we doing for your birthday? Like, what's the plan? I was like, literally, I will not be doing anything. I will be buying myself a nice bottle of wine, renting probably like a sad movie, making like a gorgeous meal for myself and staying home. Like, that was my plan, to literally do nothing because I just didn't feel like celebrating it. And then, of course, last minute, I was like, okay, maybe I should actually do something. Well, not do something. I had planned on my actual birthday. I was like, okay, maybe Ginger and I will, like, take the little ferry downtown and go to, like, a little wine tasting and just, like, spend the day over there. And then I'll, like, drop her off home and then I'll go see a little So Far concert by myself. Like, I wasn't planning on, like, inviting people. It's just going to be me and Ginger day. And then I was like, ugh. Maybe I should invite people because, like, I'm sure if I told friends, like, the next day, like, what'd you do? They'd be like, oh, you should have told us. We would have came. And then it would have been a whole thing. So I, like, decided to invite a few friends. And we did a little wine tasting together, which was really nice. And got a little key lime pie afterwards. And did the So Far Sounds concert, which was so much fun. And very, I'm glad I ended up doing something with friends. Even though I was, just, like, I left my house that day, like, in the worst, most foul mood. And ended up coming home and being like, oh, that was a good day. Like, that was nice. It was casual. It was fun. But I need this next year of my life to be amazing because this past year obviously has sucked so much. Like, there's a lot of things that I wanted to do just, like, life-wise. I wanted to travel more this year. I wanted to do and, like, go to a lot of things. And because life sucked, I wasn't able to do any of those things. And, like, I don't want to spend my last... Oh, my God, that's so depressing to say out loud. I don't want to spend my last year in my 20s being miserable and having to, like, catch up. Like, I need January to come in swinging with, like, so many great things that this last year of my life, and possibly this last year of my life in New York, is just so amazing that I'm just, like, dying to come back. And it's not, like, the last 2 years in New York were so treacherous and so horrible that I'm like, I will never be coming back ever again. So just, like, join me in putting out some good energy, say a prayer, like, whatever, because, girl, if this next year is worse than this past year, like, please, I'm out of here. As I've decided that I'm possibly going to be moving to another country in the next year and a half, I'm realizing that I need to, like, relearn French. My goal is to go to France, but, like, if not, I need to learn a language, at least, like, the basics. So I think I'm going to try and relearn the basics of French because I studied it in college and high school, but that was, like, 45 years ago, so I don't remember anything. I don't remember enough. Oh, now that I'm realizing it, my dream was in French last night. I just realized this. I'm going on tangents because I'm just, like, so bored and wound up. Anywho, I need to start learning some language. So I think I'm going to try and learn the basics of French and maybe, like, the basics of maybe Spanish, Italian. I don't know. Those are the three that I think I can get by with in Europe. So I'm going to try those three and just learn the absolute basics. Also, since I last spoke to you guys, I went to Vegas. It's funny because I'm not a Vegas person at all. Like, I keep saying if you know me, like, you've listened to me for the past 3 years, you know me enough. But I'm not a Vegas girl, but I ended up going there as, like, a girls trip with my mom and my sister the first weekend in November because my sister got tickets for Adele and for Usher. And I believe I've spoken about on this podcast how, like, I've just been in my, like, I'm over Adele era for the past, like, year and a half, 2 years. And not because she's done anything personally, it's just, like, her music is just, like, very one note, like, it's really boring. I feel like it's been the same for the past, like, 10 plus years, and I just need, like, a little bit of growth. So I've just kind of been over her. So I was like, oh, yeah, like, she got tickets, I'll go with her. Like, why not? But I was more so excited to go see Usher. I was like, oh, my God, I've heard such great things about Usher and his residency. Like, I'm so excited to go and see it for myself. And It's so wild how it was the complete opposite. Like, I wasn't that excited for Adele, and it was like the best concert. It was so much fun. Her vocals are amazing. She's so funny. She's so personable. And like her setup was really gorgeous and amazing. Like, it was stunning. 10 out of 10. And then Usher, it was like such a miserable experience. Like, me and my mom, my sister just like sat there in silence. Like, it was just like waiting for it to be over. It was so bad. Like, he barely sang. I don't even want to say he lip synced because he didn't really lip sync. It was just like the track was going and he was just like flailing around doing absolutely nothing. And then it like just turned into like a strip show at one point where like the whole stage was like a bunch of stripper poles, and it just wasn't that interesting to watch for like, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes, maybe longer of the 2-hour show. It just like wasn't it. And I was expecting like him to sing a lot, for him to dance a lot. And the dancing that he did was like so 2002, like he's stuck in the early 2000s. It just like wasn't very good. It was very disappointing. Like the night that we went, like the weekend we were there was BravoCon. And so a lot of like Bravo celebrities and such were in the audience with us. But it was just like such a bad show, and it was so long. At one point, he was singing his song, "If You Really Want More," and he said in the middle, he was like, "Do you guys want some more?" And I was like, "Oh my God, please no. I thought this was like the last song. Please let this be over." It was so boring. And he continued to go on for like another 30 minutes, but it was treacherous. So if you're wanting to see, if you're going to Vegas, one, and you're wanting to see Usher, don't waste the money. But if you can get tickets for Adele, go and see Adele. It was amazing. I need Celine to come back. Like, I've ranted enough about literally nothing, but also a lot. I feel like I've been giving you guys a deep dive into my personal life and how it's been, probably more so than I usually would. So let's get into some stories. Our first story, of course, is going to be about Beyonce, because I feel like she's not being spoken enough about because other people are just kind of taking over the world in such an annoying way. And yeah, so let's talk about Miss Beyonce. Her movie concert came out a week or two ago, and I've seen it a good amount of times. I won't answer how many times I've seen it, but I've seen it enough to really deep dive into it, I think. It was incredible, firstly. If you did see the show, if you are not a big fan of Beyonce, you don't really care, everyone needs to see the show. Whether you like her or not, you'll be able to see the show and be like, wow, she really is that girl. And you'll just have the best time because it was so much fun. But the concert was amazing. The concert, film, whatever, it was amazing. I do think, because I have to be critical, who am I as a fan if I'm not critical of the person that I love the most? It was nearly 3 hours, or was it longer than 3 hours? It was 2.5, nearly 3 hours, yeah. And it really is most of the concert with like little snippets of her life. And if you have seen her documentaries, her concerts before on, I think it's on Netflix, the Homecoming one, and then the other two like documentaries that she's done that have been scrubbed from the internet, but don't get me started on that. She loves to put in like little snippets of her life, what she's been doing. And I feel like in this one, we got a little bit less of her. I feel like a lot of people be like, oh, I feel like we got to learn her personality more and get to see more about her. I was like, I feel like we got less this time. But maybe that's because I'm a real fan and I've seen all of her work. Okay, I'm done. I swear I'm done. Even though it was 3 hours, it could have been another hour long of just like her talking. I would have loved to hear her talk more. Getting to see how her mind works and how she put together this show, and it was just incredible. And one thing that I took away from this movie, which I'm sure is not the thing she wanted people to take away from it, but I posted this on my Instagram, and I'm so glad everyone agreed with me. I thought me saying that was gonna be like a really hot take and be like, girl, you've lost the plot. And I'm glad to know that we've all lost the plot together, because we all agree. But in the movie, she's like talking with her directors or her band or whatever, and she's saying how like she wants to cut the song Diva. She ain't no diva. And Blue is like piping up saying like, you can't get rid of it, you can't get rid of it. Wait, this is not the point that I was going on, but you guys, like, I'm kind of sick, like, being in Texas and it being early December and it being like 90 degrees outside is really messing with my body. That is not what I was meant to be talking about. That wasn't the tangent I was going to go on, but it does have to do with Blue. Sorry. But the first time that Blue Ivy is her first daughter, just in case you don't know who I'm talking about. Like, who is Blue? Blue Ivy, her daughter, she wanted to perform at one of the show, like one of the first few shows that she did in Europe. And Miss B, Beyonce, was like, no, girl, you're not ready for that, the kind of scrutiny that's going to come with that. And she did her first show, and I remember it being posted on social media, and everyone being like, okay, girl, like, it's a bit stiff. Like, she needs to keep practicing because it's really stiff. It's giving cardboard. And instead of, like, and she saw the posts, and instead of her being like, oh, people don't like it, she got better, and she was so amazing at the shows. Like, she was, by the time she got to America, she was popping and locking. Like, she was moving her body. And it was so good. And that brought me to the point of, like, this is why. And I feel this way about just, like, in life in general. Because I feel like people are just, like, I don't want to say too sensitive, because there are things to be sensitive about. But, like, sometimes you need to be bullied a little bit. Sometimes you need to be put in your place. You need to be embarrassed into doing something better, looking better, just, like, trying to upgrade things. And I don't want to say I was bullied, but, like, I'm the youngest. I have an older brother and older sibling. Wow. Older brother and an older sister. And I couldn't tell if it was just because, like, I have older siblings or it's, like, the British humor that we have. I don't know what it is, but, like, we make fun of each other. Like, my sister is literally a doctor and I make fun of her on the daily. I'm like, oh, you're saving lives? You could be doing more. Like, it's just, like, how we are in our family. And I feel as though everyone is so sensitive these days. Like, and seeing that, like, she saw that people were criticizing her and she was like, okay, that means I just need to be better. It's going to build a backbone. Like, I won't say it's just Gen Z, because I feel like it's a lot of people in different areas of their lives. But, like, so many people are just constantly crying, constantly, like, being so unwell all the time. Like, I see these Gen Zs, like, crying on the internet every 3 days because they didn't get their right order from Postmates. Like, they are not okay. I'm, like, it's just unwell. And I need to start a campaign, bring back bullying. Not aggressive bullying, but bullying to put you in your place. Like, it needs to be done. And I don't know, like, maybe I should start a camp. I don't think I could. I think I would actually get sued, but I do want to start a camp of some sort called Get a Grip Academy, Gaga, or Gag A. That's trademarked, by the way, so I don't even try and take it. And I feel like I need to maybe have a separate program within that to, like, bully you a little bit to getting your life together. It's just needed, and I feel like I'm the right person to do it. Wow, we've gone on a tangent. What was I talking about originally? Beyonce, the movie. We didn't get to see a lot of her personality, and that's okay, even though it's kind of depressing because I just want to, like, hear her talk. But also, I was going to say a rumor that I heard about one of her kids, but, like, I'm not going to. Because, I'm not going to. But, you know, there's something going on with the twins. That's all I'll say. You can look into that if you want to. But I heard a rumor about it. And I was like, is this, like, known thing? It's like, yeah, everyone knows this, but she doesn't talk about it, or it hasn't been confirmed. And I'm like, what? But I'm not going to talk about a child's, I would, but I'm not going to, about a child's state. Speaking of children, also watching the movie just made me realize, and I don't want to pit two children against each other, but who would I be if I wasn't bringing up my arch nemesis, Northwest? And I feel as though watching this movie and seeing how Blue behaves and, like, conducts herself, and how watching the Kardashians, and how Northwest conducts herself, and how she is brought up by, it's a stark difference. And I think they're only, like, a year or two apart. Blue is, like, 12 and North is, I think, 10. Or maybe older. I think she's like 10. They're around the same age, and they are two completely different people in the way they behave. And it's interesting. That's all I'll say, because I really don't want to get into, like, bashing a child, because they are a child and they're supposed to be annoying and, like, unwell, but not that unwell. Okay, let's move on. All this to say, if you haven't seen the Beyonce movie, I highly suggest you go and do it. go see it in the theaters at least once, and then once it comes on, whatever it's going to be on, Netflix, whatever, you need to have, like, a party at your home and just, like, learn the choreography, dance, make some drinks, have the best time, because I will be doing that once I get back to New York, and hopefully it'll be on demand. I will be buying it, and I will be doing a Beyoncé party literally every Saturday at 7 p.m. sharp. That's your invitation. Come on over, maybe, depending on who you are. Let's move on, because I'm, like, kind of tired, and I'm not, I haven't even started to talk about the people that I want to talk about, and I feel like I need to take a nap, so let's keep going. Our next story, like, quite literally just broke, and it's really, I sometimes want to, like, be very cautious of what I say about certain people, especially if they have, like, mental illness of some sort, but at the same time, I just want to speak about the issue. But Selena Gomez is in a relationship with record producer Benny Blanco, who I've never heard of, but apparently he's, like, a really big producer. He's worked with, weirdly enough, Justin Bieber, as we all know, Selena's ex from what feels like 45 years ago. But the issue is not that they're dating, even though this man is the fuggliest human being I've ever seen in my life, but to each their own. Also, I need to go on a tangent about people with ugly men, but we'll get to that later. But there's a lot of discourse about it because she did one of her usual things where she goes on Instagram and, like, goes on a whole rant about it. And then when she's done going on her rant, she's like, I need to take a break from social media. And then 2 minutes later, she's up posting and, like, fighting with people in her comments. But she posted on her stories that she's dating this guy. And there's a lot of discourse about it because, like, he, a few years ago, I don't know if he's still friends with Justin Bieber or, like, he... whatever. He had, like, said a lot of, like, mean things about Selena when he was, like, producing one of Justin's songs. I think it was Lonely is the song. He had said, like, a lot of mean things about her. And all of her comments whenever she posted that they were dating were, like, why would you be with this guy who said this about you? Like, he's so mean. He's so whatever. And she was like, he's my whole world. How could a person so mean be, like, my whole world? Like, you guys can't support my relationship in this way. Like, you guys don't need to be in my life. Like, you're talking to your fans, girl. Like, they're 7 years old. Just, like, turn off your comments and keep it moving. It's very simple. She's getting trolled a lot because whenever Justin had first started dating Hailey... he had been posting about it on his social media, what feels, I'm assuming it was like 10 years ago, if not more. And Selena had commented, like, this should be private between the two of you. Like, you guys don't need to be posting this if it's whatever, whatever. And while Selena was, like, fighting with people in her comments about her post about her new boyfriend, someone copied the exact same thing that she said to on Justin's Instagram 10 years ago and posted it on her Instagram, and she didn't realize what was going on, so she responded, like, we've just been having a great time the past 6 months, so I just wanted to share what's been making me happy. And she is, like, she's getting extremely trolled about this. It was really weird because she posted a bunch of these posts about her new boyfriend and whatever, and then was like, I'm taking a break from social media, and then came back, like, 20 minutes later and posted, like, old Wizards of Waverly Place, like, post, like, Spring Breakers post, like, a bunch of random things. And I was seeing on maybe TikTok, or maybe it was an article, I don't really know, something to remember when, like, I want to say something to remember, because, like, you can just look at something for face value and move on. You don't have to, like, take in someone's medical records. But she has said that she is bipolar, so that could be a little bit of the I'm taking a break, coming back, very manic kind of behavior. And then the crazy responses to her fans on her Instagram was just insane. Selena's always been very erratic. She's like, I just can't deal with her, honestly. She's not my vibe. She never has been, which is kind of crazy because I think I've said this before. I went to, like, a Selena Gomez literally a stroke. I went to a Selena Gomez concert in high school. It was my best friend at the time, was obsessed with her, and, like, her parents got her, like, a suite at the concert. So we went, and it was, like, us two, like, maybe three other random people in the suite with us. And they had, like, so much food and so much drinks. And we were probably, like, 14 or 15 years old, just, like, sitting in there by ourselves, like, dancing to Selena in this suite. And they were, like, bringing us alcohol. And I must say, like, I mean, this was what must be like 45 years ago, but it was a fun concert at its time. But Zuna's not my girl. Like, I find her very, she doesn't stand on business and she doesn't really stand for much. I feel like she kind of goes where the wind goes. And I don't like that in a person, and I don't like that in a celebrity. But let's move on to another crazy fan base. But I think for this person that I'm going to speak about, I'm going to try to be neutral and kind toward this person, because Taylor Swift has been named Person of the Year. I posted this on my social as well. While you guys know how I feel about her and her fan base and her music and the way she feeds into the crazy hysteria, I will have to say she was the Person of the Year. She's had an amazing year for their concert. She became a billionaire this year. She's been more open and just allegedly found the love of her life, heavy on the allegedly. And she's just been everywhere since probably, when did her tour start? I want to say March or April, because Beyonce started in May, and I think her started like a month or two before that. So she has literally been on tour for the past nearly year, and she's got another 6 months plus of touring. And she had her movie come out, which like broke records. So I will say, if there was a Person of the Year, it would be her. And she did a whole spread with Time Magazine, like did a full interview. And some of the notable things she said was, she talked about Miss Kim Kardashian. So there's going to be another beef between them two. But her saying that like her career was stolen, and how Kim is trash, and trash at the end of the day will take itself out. Something like along those lines. She talked about her relationship with Sir Travis, how they had been seeing each other for a little while before she went to the first game, how she's really loving being with someone who is proud to be with her, and they're able to go out in public. She doesn't have to go to extreme lengths to be private and like huddle herself away all the time, which was seemed to be a little dig at her ex, Sir Joseph. What else did she talk about in this magazine cover? Those were like the most notable things in my opinion. She did like a full spread, and like it was just interesting because I feel like she's not a bad looking person. I think she's like, I said I was gonna be nice. I think she's a pretty person. Is she like groundbreakingly stunning? No, but I think she's a pretty person. Like, I don't think anyone would look at her and be like, she's ugly. Like, she's pretty, she's tall, she's slender, she's got gorgeous hair, like gentle little features. But they had a vendetta against her because the way they styled her, the makeup they did for her, like the photo shoots that were, that were taken at this photo shoot were so bad. Like it just like didn't do her any favors. And I feel like she's looked so much better on other like magazines that low key mean less. And this was just not it. Like, she's in a black leotard with her cat around her with like slightly wavy, like she just got out of the pool and it's dried hair. It just like didn't look good. And she should have had final approval, because that wasn't it, baby. What else did she talk about? I'm trying to recall. She briefly spoke about Beyonce, saying how like she absolutely loves Beyonce and she's a precious gem of a person, and how she broke barriers and like really, she just Beyonce'd, honestly, and what she's done for the music industry that's inspired and helped her in her career. And she talked about how people love to pit them two against each other. And I'm kind of glad she talked about it, but she didn't really talk about it that much, because I feel as though the people that pit Beyonce and Taylor together against each other, me being one of them, only because I see people on the other side always bringing up Beyonce's name. But I feel as though the people that pit them against each other are generally a certain person's fans, you know? And then it just kind of keeps going back, as back and forth, as people feel like they have to defend that person, which I feel sometimes, but I'm like, I'm not trying to, I just don't care enough to be defending these two billionaires. Like, they're fine. They're literally fine. But you talked about it briefly, and saying how like there were a bunch of other stadium tours, but those two were the only two that were talked about and pitted against each other. But it's also like, you two are the only tours of that magnitude. Like, Beyonce won, I don't know if it's won is even the right word, but it came out like a week ago of all of the top 10 concerts. Is that the right word? I feel like I'm not speaking English. Concerts this past year. And she was number one. She made like $560 million with like 52 shows. And the person after that was like 300 million less or something like that. It was so much lower. And then there's Miss T-Swizzle, which I think because her concert, why can I not speak? Oh my God. Because hers is still ongoing and hasn't ended. She wasn't a part of it, but I think hers would be about the same, if not more, because she's done more shows. But they're constantly being compared because they are the only two at their level who can not work at their level, who can execute and like bring in the masses at that level. I don't really see any other artist being able to tour the way they tour, put on the out of concerts that they put on, the fan bases that support them, and like kind of go out of their way to make it such a thing. Like Taylor Hatter's, what's it called? Where is Bethany Rose when I need her? What are the two things that she does at every concert? Like, it's the two vault songs. There we go. What I feel like one of the big things that kind of kept people being like, oh, what did she do now for each concert, which is very smart, was playing different vault songs at each concert, which got people chit-chatting about it. Beyonce's, which I wish she would have talked about this in the movie, if like that was like actually what she wanted for everyone to go on mute. Because whenever she first started her tour overseas, people weren't doing the mute because they didn't understand it. And then people in America were like, these Europeans don't know what they're doing. When she says, go on mute, go on mute. And then it became a thing. So every concert, you wanted to see if people would go on mute and if anyone would mess it up. But I feel as though, where was I going with that? Anytime I talk about Beyonce, I just get into trance. But those two are just like at their own level and no one else really compares. I would say Rihanna, but like, her stage production and her musicality is not very good. I've spoken about this before and I'll just get into it very, very quickly. If you've seen her like perform in the past and if you've seen the videos, like she's not really a good performer. Like obviously you guys saw the beady beady bum boom Super Bowl performance. Like even though she was pregnant, that's like kind of how she is in general. Like she kind of sings, she kind of lip syncs. She's not a dancer. She's not really a singer. And that's okay, but like I wouldn't really compare her at those two's level when it comes to like music, entertainment, performance level. So all that to say, even though I wish Beyonce would have gotten it, I do believe that it was Taylor's year, and I guess I'm happy for her. So difficult this was to like not be negative. It was really difficult, but I will give her flowers. Okay, let's move on. Vanessa Hudgens got married to a American baseball shortstop player named Cole Tucker. They got married in Mexico this past weekend. And I think they've only been dating for like a year, maybe a year and a half. I'm not quite sure because she was dating someone else like a year and a half ago. And it was very, I was gonna say very steamy. It was supposed to be very serious is what I meant to say. But they got married. For some reason, I didn't think they were actually going to go through all the way because I just feel like that's her kind of thing. Like, she dates a lot of people, like, long-term, and then it doesn't really go anywhere. Like, she dated Austin Butler for, like, 8 years, and then that ended. She dated Zac Efron for years as well. It's just, like, I don't want to say it's her thing, but, like, it kind of is. But what I want to talk about, other than the fact that this man is literally a nobody, is that Ashley Tisdale was nowhere to be found at this wedding, and there's been a lot of alleged drama that they're no longer friends because it seems as though once, what is his name? Austin Butler became like really well known, Ashley kind of like clung on to him more so than Vanessa because his star was rising and Ashley has been irrelevant for like 10 plus years. But she was not at the wedding. I didn't really see from the photos that's on Vogue that many of her fellow co-stars from High School Musical were there. Like, I don't know if one person was there. But all this to say, it's just a little strange. Like, because like 2 years ago, like her and Ashley were BFFs. Like, they were together all the time. Social media, maybe not 2 years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I feel like once, I don't know actually. I'm just making things up. But I do know they were like really close up until maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. And then they don't follow each other. They don't really talk about each other. Ashley says that Austin is like his really, her really good friend through Vanessa. It's just a little weird. But congrats to them, I guess. Let's move on to the next story because there's really not much else to talk about. Billie Eilish has come out as bisexual. I don't know if I'd say she came out, but like she kind of did. And then she got mad that she said that she was bisexual and blamed, I think it was like Vanity Fair for outing her when she said on the carpet, yeah, I thought everyone knew that I was bisexual. Like, girl, we knew. firstly, the weight girl. You wear basketball shorts and an oversized t-shirt everywhere you go. We knew. Thank you. That's really all I had to say, is that we knew. We've been knowing. Like, okay, who cares? I don't... It's weird, because, like, at times I'm like, I don't really care what's going on in your personal life. I'm not invested. And then other people, I'm like, you need to be going live while you're taking a dump. Like, it's... For me, depending on who the person is, it's one or the other. And she's one of those people, like, I don't really care about her life. Her music is, it's good. It's not anything I'm just, like, dying to listen to or bop to or listen to on a regular basis at all. I think she's talented. I just don't care about her life at all. So, date who you want to date and keep it. Honestly, all I want her to do is just, like, dress nicely just once. Like, I want them to do her hair, like, just gorgeous, normal makeup, a gorgeous, just, like, beautiful dress, or even like a gorgeous pantsuit. I'll take that. I just want to see her look nice just once, and then she can go on with her life. Like, I don't want to get in this rant because I've got so many other things to talk about, but let's move on to the next story, which is Miss Tiffany Haddish. She got another DUI, and there are certain things that celebrities do where I have no patience, no empathy, no anything for it, and DUIs is one of them. And I don't know if I should say this or not. I'll say it. I don't care. I feel like if you're so rich... Oh, it's not that I have a DUI, personally. Like, I don't drive, so I couldn't have a DUI. I probably could, but I don't. But it drives me crazy when celebrities... I can understand for, like, regular people at certain times, depending on where you live and your situation, how it can be difficult to, like, have a driver, get an Uber, because it can be expensive depending on what the situation is. But I hate when celebrities... get DUIs. Like, you're so rich, like, you can't afford to call your assistant to come pick you up, you can't afford to get an Uber, you can't afford to have a driver. Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, if you can afford to be going out and getting drunk enough to where you can't drive, you can afford to get an Uber home. 100%. Your last two drinks, that were probably $30, $40, $50, depending on where you went and what you had, please. That is your Uber home. So I just, and especially because she's always, anytime I see her on a podcast, she's out getting interviewed. She's always saying, she's blessed, she's rich. Okay, if you're rich, then get a driver. Why are you driving drunk? Like, get a grip. Ugh, disgusting. Let's move on. I was going to talk about the P. Diddy. They're not even accusations because they are true. I posted on my Instagram. Oh my God, everything is like, I posted on my Instagram how... When I heard this, it wasn't shocking to me because I knew someone, like, years ago who, like, was a model, and she had worked with P. Diddy a few times, and she said that there was something about him that was, like, really sinister, and how she had heard, like, stories about, like, crazy behavior from him, and that's all I'll say on that. But the whole thing with him and Cassie and a bunch of other people coming out saying that, like, He abused them, he sexually assaulted them. Like, some of the things that came out that he allegedly, but probably did do to Cassie. Like, the sex slavery. Was it sex slavery? No, what is it called? What's it called? I can't remember, but we're just going to call it sex slavery, kind of. But him, like, passing her around to other men against her will. Like, I don't know if it said he kicked her head in or punched her head in. Like, did some crazy things, and he settled that lawsuit the next day because he was like, I don't want any other things coming out about us because I'm sure she has so much proof. And he's like, I don't want that to go to press. So he settled the lawsuit very quickly the next day, and other people came out, people that he had been in relationships with, and just like other people being like, I had this experience too, blah blah blah. And he's like, enough is enough, I didn't do any of these things. And it's very interesting when celebrities like get accused of something that's like so heinous. They obviously have to come out and say that these allegations are false, and then we find out for them to be true. Is that even English? I think it was. I don't know. But it's like, just don't say anything at all, because one, you're not gonna go on and be like, yeah, I punched her in the face, I like had other people come in and have sex with her against her. He's not gonna go online or on the record and say he did those things. He's not going to do that. So if you're not going to say that you did the things, don't say anything at all. Don't say that. These accusations are false. I would never do anything like this. Well, clearly you have, because 15 other women that have been linked to you for a long period of time are saying you did, and they have proof. So don't come out and start lying to us, you moron. But all that to say, he's a very powerful person, and I'm sure for... I don't even know. I'm sure, like, all the people that are coming out, he's just going to do, like, little settlements with them because, like, he has enough money to keep them quiet. And I feel like if it were to unravel and him go to court, like, a lot of people within his circle would have to testify and would be complicit. I think that's the word. Complicit in probably some of the crazy behavior that he has done. Like, and it would be a very... I feel like it would probably be a very long trial. Like, I feel like J-Lo would have to be called in because they dated for a period of time. Everyone that he's dated, everyone that's worked with him, that's been around these couples or whatever, would have to probably be called in to whatever. And I feel like it would expose a lot of people that don't want to be exposed, that are very, very big names. So that's all I have to say on the P. Diddy situation, because, like, I don't know this man from Adam, so I don't care. But you know who I do know, who I'm very depressed? I don't know if I say I do know, but, like, in my mind, I do know him because we're married. Robert Pattinson, the love of my life. Edward Cullen, his girlfriend Suki Waterhouse, who, like, I really don't know who she is, but she is stunning, so I hate her. They are pregnant with a human child, and I've never wanted to jump off of a bridge more. Like, I'm actually heartbroken. There are certain celebrities, I feel like I start everything off by saying, there's certain celebrities, but there are certain celebrities that I'm just like, we would be married. Like, some people take so far-fetched. Not my delusion kicking in. Hello! But certain people, like, I feel as though if I met Robert Pattinson at a bar, like, in Bushwick on, like, a Wednesday night, it was just, like, us sitting there, we would fall in love. And by we, I mean him, because I'm already in love. Like, I know just enough about him that, like, I know his quirks. The only thing that, like, we would have to work on is his smoking, but, like, I could look past it if I had to. I literally love him. And I'm, like, not okay. I'm really not okay by this. Like, this, when I found this out, it really hit me hard. Harder than it should have. But I'll pick myself up by the bootstraps. I'll try my best. But I won't. Anywho, let's move on to our final stories because I still have to edit this. I need to take a nap. And I'm allegedly going... I need to stop saying allegedly. I just, like, really can't help it. I'm supposedly going on another date with my family, with my sister and my dad tonight, some restaurant. I've been going on so many dates with my family since I've been back. It's cute, though. I like to be taken out. I like to be wined and dined. The silence is so loud, and I'm going to leave it in there because that's how I feel. Okay, next story. I wanted to very briefly talk about Alicia Keys because I don't know if I've ever spoken about her on this podcast in the... Oh, wow. Almost in the 4 years that I've had this podcast. That's kind of crazy. Because I started this January 2020. Oh, my God. Was it 2020 or 2021? Oh, I got to look it up. But I think it was 2020. I'll find out and let you guys know. It's either 3 or 4 years of this podcast. Anywho, I've never spoken about her because, like, she's honestly not interesting enough to speak about. But I find it very peculiar... that she's having a Broadway show. It's in development. I got a notification that they're going to start previews in New York in like 3 or 4 months. And I don't know if it's based off of her life or it's called Hell's Kitchen or if she's starring in it. It's unclear. But either way, I really wanted to do a deep dive on it. And I might have to save this for the next episode because it's going to be really long. But I just need to talk about how she's taken such a fall from grace. Like, when she first came out in 2001, I want to say, because that was one of my first concerts with seeing Alicia. Actually, it was my first concert seeing Alicia Keys because my brother was obsessed with her. And at the time, we had, like, a family friend who worked for some, like, concert venue. So we got, like, a lot of free concert tickets back in the day. Oh, good times, honestly. And we got to see her, and she was amazing. Like, Juilliard trained, like, gorgeous musician, whatever. She was amazing. And then at some point, I want to say in, like, 2000 and maybe 13 or 14, she just, like, kind of lost her voice. And I don't mean in, like her music was bad, like the lyrics or whatever. I mean, like, her actual ability to sing properly was gone. I feel like after Girl on Fire, this girl is on fire. I feel like after that, did you see how beautiful that was? And I'm not even, I didn't even warm up. I feel like after that song, she just like, her voice went kaput. Like, she can't sing anymore. She can't hit any notes, like even the simplest of notes. Anytime I hear her like trying to perform at anywhere or anything, it's so bad. I'm like, girl, maybe you should just stick to playing the piano and like producing now, because the vocals aren't there anymore. And it's really sad. But I won't talk about it, I guess. What I do want to talk about is The Crown. So you guys know, we should play a drinking game, you guys. Maybe I'll put a disclaimer in the beginning. Anytime I say, you guys should know me by now, if you know, like any of those. If you guys know me, you know that The Crown is my life. Like, I'm a Queen Lizzie stan. It'd be crazy if you listen to this podcast and you don't know that. Like, I did like a 4-part series on a takedown of Meghan and Harry. Like, you know I stand with the Queen. Rest in peace, my sweet angel flying above. But The Crown, the final season, the first half dropped 2 weeks ago, or maybe 3 weeks ago. How long have we been in Texas? 3 weeks. 3 weeks ago. And I feel like I need to finish the season before I say my crazy hot takes. And I feel like my hot takes might be like really crazy, honestly, because it's not what you think. Or maybe it is. I don't know. I've just like loved this whole season. I love getting, I'm a big history girl. Also, if you don't know this about me, I almost majored in European history. Like, I'm a big history girl. So getting to watch the show and like the ins and outs and seeing their take on just royals and how they've gone about things has just been so incredibly amazing and just like so interesting to me. But I feel like I'll do a deep dive when I finish the, I keep saying deep dive, like I'm just going to talk about it at length, but I'm going to do a deep dive on the whole season and then the whole show over the past like 6 years once the final half drops, which I think is next week. So that'll be in my final episode as well. Maybe I have to do a 2-part episode. Whatever. Okay, anywho. I will say my hot take is that we are really, we're really doing a lot with Diana. I'm getting a bit tired. It's really giving Harry crying all the time. Like, I'm really getting tired of talking and hearing about Diana. It's been 27 years, I think. It's like, we need to stop after this, like, no more Diana movies, no more Diana documentaries, no more Diana anything, like, no more. I feel like they kind of did the same thing with Marilyn Monroe, like, enough. Like, can we just let these old biddies, like, rest in peace? Like, enough. Enough. But my other take, which I'll get into in my next episode, is they're really trying to paint Charles differently. I feel like after the last two seasons, when it came to, like, Charles, Diana, and Camilla, like, I feel like, ugh, unfortunately, King Charles now, you got a lot of hate. Like, I remember going to the Royals' Instagram. Anytime they posted him or Camilla, it was just like, Diana, Diana, Diana. Just, like, a lot of things. It was, like, a lot. But they're really trying to paint him as not the villain when they've painted him as a villain for the past, like, 3, 4, 5 seasons. But this season, they're like, he really loved Diana. He wanted to make it work. He wanted the best for her. He wanted to unite the country for her and her death. And, like, maybe he did, but maybe he didn't. He, like, hated that woman low-key. Not even low-key. High-key. High-key. So I just find that really strange, the turn they're taking with it. But all that to say, I've loved the show. I've loved this season, even though I'm a bit fatigued. I'm excited to watch this next half that goes into William and Kate. Like, I'm so excited to see this. The two loves of my lives. I'm so excited. But, well, I need everyone to finish it because I will be I was going to say spoiling it, but you literally can't spoil a show that is history. So I will be talking about that in the next episode. I think I'm going to do a year in review episode, and that'll come out the very end of the year, like right before New Year's probably. And then I'm going to try and do one more podcast, kind of doing the deep dives and talking about things that I actually care about. Oh my god, hiccup. The things that I actually care about in this next episode. But thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed all of it. Wow, that was so southern. I hope you enjoyed all of it, or some of it, or pieces of it. I don't care. I enjoyed recording this for you guys. And other than that, goodbye, my dears.